Welcome to Business Beat, KBIA's weekly look at business and economics in mid-Missouri. I'm Scott Pham. If you've been out of town for a little while, then this might be news. This rain we've been getting is a rare, rare thing. Yes, the drought has been on our minds and the radio all summer long, and a little rain this week doesn't change the fact that it's been devastating to farmers and the economy. On the show today, we'll visit some livestock producers hit hard by the drought. But first, we're going to speak to Dr. Ernie Goss. He heads up an economic forecasting group in Omaha, Nebraska. Each month, he surveys the suppliers that are key to economic activity and growth in the Midwest region. Thanks so much for joining us.
Sure.
So tell me about this economic index report, this business index report that you come out with regularly.
We're getting a gauge. These are supply managers, and they're telling us what's going on with their activity right now. So if they're buying, seeing good production, everything good right now, we'll see that later on. So that's the theory behind it. They've been doing it since 1994 for Missouri and the eight other states called the Mid-America region. And we ask them about new orders. We ask them about production. We ask them about employment, inventories, delivery lead time. Those all go into an overall index, which, again, is a leading economic indicator. So we get, a pretty good bead on what's going on in the economy right now for them and what's going to go on for the rest of us later on for the economy.
So you survey these supply managers and you put it together in an index number, right? And
right.
And 50, I believe, is growth neutral. That means nothing has changed.
Right. We said, what about August versus July? And as you say, 50 is growth neutral. Anything below 50 is contracting. Getting in the low 40s is pointing to a recession. So what we had for the month of August was a number for the region slightly below growth neutral. What that's telling us is we're going to see slow to no growth in the next 3 to 6 months.
So what does that mean for most of us to see slow to no growth? How do we see that play out in our daily lives?
You know, Scott, that's going to play out in terms of very little job growth. The unemployment rate is going to remain about the same well into the end of 2012. And what we're seeing, of course, is there is so much uncertainty out there that's causing employers just to be on the sidelines, not wishing to hire, not hiring. And, of course, you've got the political uncertainty with the elections. You've got economic uncertainty from Europe with the collapse or the recession there. You've got the tax hike, spending cuts slated to go into effect on first week of January, and you've got health care reform. All these are putting employers on the sidelines in terms of hiring. So if you're looking at getting a job, it's not going to get a lot better over the next 3 to 6 months.
And how is this going to be impacting prices? I think you had mentioned somewhere in your report that we're looking at possible inflation.
Scott, we ask about prices, and it's still rising, I would say, uncomfortably. In other words, we've got food prices growing, we've got other prices growing. So what does that mean? That means that consumers out there are going to see higher prices. Of course, food growing by as much as 4 to 5 to 6% annualized. Then you're talking about other prices growing a little too fast for the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve, of course, sets interest rate policies based upon at least inflation. I just don't see how they can be too aggressive in terms of the money supply with these inflationary pressures out there. So I won't say it's the worst of two worlds. It's not that. In other words, inflation is still not, it could be much worse, and I think it perhaps will get a bit worse. And again, that's not good for the household out there.
Late last week, Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve met in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and gave a speech there. Did you see any action on this inflation question that would satisfy you?
No, I didn't. In other words, Bernanke and the Federal Reserve are saying, everything's okay on the inflation front. I don't think so. Our readings and our surveys say, it's a little higher than you'd like to see, and it could get a lot higher. So, Mr. Bernanke, you need to be at least on guard for higher inflation. So the idea that you can do whatever you wish to do in terms of stimulating the economy, I think, is overstated. You have to keep an eye on inflation and understand that it could, once it gets underway, it could be too late.
Mm-hmm. Is it wishful thinking or just bad policy?
Well, I guess wishful thinking, certainly. Bad policy, I'm not certain of that. I think what it is, Scott, is they wish to keep expectations within a certain boundary. In other words, once you and I and your listeners out there think inflation's a problem, it does. It's sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. It does become more of a problem. So I think that's part of it as well. And I think perhaps there is some underestimate of inflationary impacts also. So a little of all three of those. But I think primarily it's to trying to keep expectations within a certain boundary so that you and I don't go and ask our employer for an 8% raise or a 6% raise because we think inflation's at 4 or 5%.
Dr. Gus, do you think this slowdown we're seeing regionally, how much of it do you think is kind of the sluggishness left over from the recession, and how much of it do you think is the drought?
I think a lot of it's a drought. It's a good point. You know, sluggishness left over from the recession. I hear a lot of folks, particularly the political class, say, "Well, we're just crawling out of this recession." Well, how about we crawled out of it last fall to the tune of a growth of over 4%, and now we're under 2%. So if we crawled out of the hole, we're sort of crawling back in that economic hole. So I don't think that's the right, that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing some impacts from some new factors. And as you say, drought is one of them. But then you've got Europe, what's going on. You've got the record tax increase that we're going to see on the first week of January, and then the spending cuts on the first week of January. And then, of course, uncertainty surrounding health care reform. All that's not serving to increase employment and growth in the economy.
What does this mean for the number of politicians statewide and nationally who are either trying to get a job or trying to defend their jobs?
I think it's not good for incumbents. It's hard to argue that you've been making the right decisions if you're a policymaker when you're not getting the outcome Americans want. So if I were a challenger, I'd certainly say, hey, you've had your chance. It's not what I want to see, and it's certainly, as an economist, it's not where we should be. We should be at, I would say, three times this growth rate. We should be adding 200 to 300,000 jobs instead of the measly 50 to 100,000 jobs per month. So it's a good time if you're challenging an incumbent, I would say.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Gus. I appreciate it.
Oh, good to talk to you, Scott.
All right. You have a great day.